Blackstone Audio presents But Remember Their Names, a Cynthia Jakubik legal thriller by Hilary Bell Locke. Dedication. For Laura Rose Sigmund, Dona Day. Epigraph. Forgive your enemies, but remember their names. Robert F. Kennedy. Chapter 1. Awkward, Caitlin Bradshaw thought as she glimpsed her mother striding briskly toward her with a pack of cigarettes. Then she saw that the cigarettes were Caporals, which meant they weren't hers, which meant she wasn't busted after all. Awkward became WTF when Ariane took a cigarette from the pack. In the 17 years and 3 months she had lived with Ariane Bradshaw, Caitlin had never seen her mother smoke. Ariane shook the pack again and extended it toward her daughter. If Caitlin considered deceit or evasion, it was only for a millisecond. With a cautious half-smile, she drew a Caporal from the pack and leaned forward to accept a light that Ariane offered from a satiny black-and-gold tube. Caitlin's auburn bangs fluttered as, with practiced familiarity, she rocked her head back to blow smoke toward the ceiling. By the time Caitlin brought her eyes back down, Ariane had lit her own cigarette and sat down directly across the outside front corner of the computer desk from Caitlin. "Please don't let this be some gross peer-bonding thing," Caitlin prayed. "I'm not just your mom anymore. I'm your friend. We can talk about everything. Please, not that." Ariane brought her cigarette up for a contemplative pull, appreciative without being...